Glory to the Holy Ghost on every couch, the Lord of hosts, who we love the most. We stand our post and the jubilation sweeter than French toast. Oh, great mighty Lord of hosts, I love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are so great, God, Jesus Christ, your great name of everlasting power. Thank you for dwelling in us. We adore you and worship you and glorify you.
And we love you, great ghost, the great ghost of the coast, of the West Coast, which is the best. And we love you. We praise you. We thank you for dwelling into our temples. We thank you for dwelling in our minds and our spirit. We thank you for that intelligence that's all around us, all through the universe, all through the planetary system, in the heavens, in the earth, out of the earth. We thank you for that intelligence. We love you. We praise you. Thank you, God, Jesus, baby.
Yeah, baby. We are free. We are free in Christ Jesus, the eternal Son of God inside of us, the eternal energy. We glorify you, Jesus of Nazareth. We adore you, sweet Jesus of Nazareth. Glory to Jesus of Nazareth. But we also thank you for baptizing us with the light of Christ, the eternal energy, the power of love, the power of energy, the power of jubilation. My loving brother, it's Christmas Day.
That's right.
We are such into the Christmas season on this great, glorious September 21st, Sun's Day, 2014 AD, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. The birth of our Christ Savior was born a few days later, which is called September 27th. Saturn Day, this coming Saturn Day. From yesterday till next week is Saturn Day. But we give glory to Jesus Christ. We are here live in thankfulness and jubilation, crystallization, exaltation, glorification, beautification, dedication. And how we are excited because we are free in the spirit of Christ Jesus. What did you say, my brother?
Oh, yeah, my loving brother. That Christ spirit is dynamic. Now, you heard about our message last Christmas, how the heavens and everything just lit up when this great child of glory named God Jesus came into this world. How it's just illuminated, you know. It's just something, and basically Christmas is about the Ghost Holy.
That's right.
It's about God Jesus and the Ghost Holy and how it illuminated him and how he was illuminated and how the whole heavens was illuminated and how the earth was illuminated on December 25th. Mm-hmm. How we talked about how the whole world was illuminated with this energy and everything just stood still
for five days.
Stood still because of this dynamic energy. That's when the bears came and hugged the humans, and that's when a lot of great things were happening. I mean, this Christmas story is dynamic. That's why it's the most powerful holiday in the world. You know, America leads the way on that, but it's the most powerful. That's everybody does Christmas. You have to. It's God Jesus' birthday. It's when the Holy Ghost come into play, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing without it. We need that Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We have the Holy Ghost in us. We just have to get the baptism through God Jesus of Nazareth, my loving
brother.
That's
right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs on the nosey. He put his thumb on his nose, and he take his nose off his thumbs. Glory to Jesus, baby. I tell you, this is the time to be jubilated. This is the time to be excited. Because we are free in the spirit of Jesus Christ. We have the energy of power and light. We are excited because it is time to recognize that Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the living God, gives this power to anyone who would repent and be baptized in his name and want to change their life. So let us just meditate on the goodness of Jesus Christ. Let us sing the joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let us receive her King. Let us just get excited as we sing, Ja, Jesus, ding, dong, ding, dong. Glory to Jesus Christ, baby. I tell you, we are here.
Jesus, baby. You got that right. Jesus, baby. We're here with over a billion listeners.
Yes.
And we still got the heavenly realm listening to us. And we still got the hellish realm, if you want to say that, listening to us.
Yes.
There, everybody is listening because we have something to say. We are talking about that omnipresent energy. We are talking about the Lord Jesus, the being who came to this planet, who shed his blood for us, who loves us so much. We can't begin to pay the gratitude for this being who came to earth, who pleaded to the Father to come here. And the Father said, no, you don't want to go down to them. He said, yeah, he has so much love for you. And then when you get in, he's the one that gives you the Holy Ghost. You can't go no other way. You go through him, he gives you the Holy Ghost. And then after that, the Holy Ghost come into you, and that's his Spirit in you. And that Spirit in you, and once you get illuminated with that Spirit, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. That Christ within you, which is your hope and which is your glory, my brothers and sisters, that is the glory that's within you. Learn to trust that glory within you. Remember, Jesus came and done this thing. We love him, we praise him dearly, but he wants you, like I said before, he turns somersaults when you start praising that ghost holy. He loves it, and the Father just drinks his brew.
Yeah, baby. I tell you, you know, I got some exciting news to share from the state of Missouri. When I went over there, I appeared on August the 25th, I believe. One of our programs was on August 24th, and then that Monday they had the memorial services for the St. Michael Brown Jr. You heard the incident in Ferguson, Missouri. And so I got some exciting news of areas I went. But before we do that, I'm going to have my brother baptize this ball in the name of Jesus Christ, because that name, Jesus, is almighty, all-powerful, all-glorious, all-loving, all-energies. So my brother, before all the whole world and the heavens, the earth and the hells, baptize that basketball.
We now baptize this basketball was in my hand. Matter of fact, it's a green basketball here. We got it. We got Jesus. We got Holy Spirit on here. We got all kinds of names on here. But Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for baptizing this basketball right now. We baptize as I bounce it on the floor,
yes. As
I'm pretty sure you can hear it, audience. And we baptize this now in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Amen. So be it.
So be it. Thank you, my loving brother. By the powers of light, you see, the powers of the name of Jesus Christ, that name is supreme above all names. When I was over there, there was St. Louis, Missouri, Nauru, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, where the riots happened, Ferguson, Missouri, and the major protesting, Janis Joplin, Missouri, and the Ozark Mountains. I tell you, sweetheart babies, darling sweethearts, it is a major deal that people are seeking for the truth. Did you know there were bishops there, and they tried to cast out this demon out of a child? They tried over 2.5 hours, and they couldn't do it. And they say, well, do you have a remedy? I say, yeah, give me that child. Or it's a teenager, right? You know, so are you going to slap the demon out? I say, no. I say, not a bad idea, but we will pray. Pray the demon out. Speaking of that, I heard a lady one time in Ohio, she slapped a demon out of somebody, and that demon came out. It understood that language, you know, but there's different ways of exorcism. How do you do it? So this child, teenager, I just gave the simple remedy, the simple antidote. I just said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, come out of her now. You are no longer welcome in this temple. And it took about 17 minutes. The devil was falling at the mouth, giving some static inside the child. So I just told the bishops and the people, I said, let's just chant, Jesus. And then there was some Navajo Indians that in that area. They know the name Jesus. I said, yeah, let's do it because we know that name too. I said, Jesus. So some saying Jesus, others were saying Jesus. Same power, same energy. Jesus. And fear came over the people because of, it's like the growling, you know, voice in the girl, like, I'm not coming up. You know, a devilish voice. And I said, shut up and come out in the name of John J. Susi of Nazareth. And the devil said, okay. I said, shut up and come out now. I bind that devil and cast you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The devil came out. And the bishops in there, how'd you do that? I said, you just done seen it. But it came out so quick. It's supposed to. It shouldn't have took 17 minutes, but I permitted it. This is, oh, my beautiful saints, the name of Jesus is very important. Isn't it, my brother?
Very important.
It is so ultimately powerful. I tell you, many people are seeking. And over there in the Ozark Mountains, you know, they got a secret in the mountain records about Jesus. The Native Indians were over there. Those are glorious Navajo Indians. They know, like the Siberian Indians up in Alaska and the Siberia area, about Jesus, the Son of God. They know about the Christ being, as my brother and I were speaking earlier, and they know about the divine energy, the Christ-like, sweethearts, oh baby. The Zoom love, Jah Jesus Christ. Look at that last title called Christ, the almighty energy. And so we were activating and, you know, illuminating energy over there and how people in the state of Missouri have a lot of beautiful blessings. Matter of fact, that place was so blessed. The Mormon church was going to make their capital there in Nauvoo, Missouri. You know, they kept getting persecuted in Lafayette, Missouri. They kept getting chased out. And the Mormon, I believe now it's in, Utah, Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
Utah, USA. Yeah, this is the United States. I better say where we're at, where I was over there. Missouri, for those who don't know, is in the United States of America. It's in the middle state, Midwestern USA. Yeah, I always like to specify what continent or what territory because we're dealing with people all over the planetary system. So I was there probably about half a day, and walked by the church where they had the memorial services. If you notice, my brother and I said we hope they'd be shouting, dancing, and praising Jesus during the memorial services for the young lad that the cops assassinated. Well, we walked by, and they were hand clapping and singing. It was like a jubilation. It wasn't a long, drawn-out, sad situation because the child is in the heavens. You see, the child, you heard the story how he was considered a martyr, and his body returned a transfigured being. So why do you be sad? Is that right, my brother?
Oh, definitely.
There's no need to be sad. So they were singing and clapping. I said, this is beautiful. But I was not permitted to go in there because I just went past because I had, you know, other things to do outside. See, we have to move by the spirit of Jesus Christ. When you move by the spirit of Jesus Christ, everything works together for the good that put their thumb on their nose. Now, as you love Jesus Christ, of course, the scripture says all things work together for the good to them that love God, according to the call, which are the purpose. So, therefore, I'll be quoting scriptures from the Gutenberg Bible today, maybe a few from His Royal Majesty King James. The Gutenberg Bible is around 555 years old. It's been around for a while. And then there's a more ancient translation than that called the Holy Spirit Translation. Now, that's the best right there, baby. And a lot of people don't have that translation. But the truth is out. That in those Ozark Mountains in the USA, in Missouri, they get records about the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, how it's related to endless energy as well as the divine personal being, because the name of Jesus Christ is the supreme name of all power. Excuse me, that name secures devils out of your life. And we need that name of power, and we need to recognize that this eternal, almighty, glorified Christ force is in us now and forevermore. You see, because know ye not that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is in you. The Lord Jesus' kingdom is within us. If we get the kingdom of Jesus Christ in us, that means the King of glory is in us. Is that true, my brother?
That's very well. Like my loving brother said, that King of glory is within us, is all around us, is all through us, is always flowing. It never stops. Everybody is using this energy. I don't care what you're doing. If you're a dancer, if you're a carpenter, if you're a doctor, you use it in some kind of form. If you're an athlete, if you're a musician.
A gardener.
A tree planter. Oh, yeah. We got some great tree planters. A fisherman.
Yes.
It does not matter. You're using that energy, that divine intelligence. And it's more, I know a lot of people used to be in the Holy Ghost, and they go to church and clap, and they speak in tongues, mm-hmm. and they do. It's more than that. It's more of a way of life.
Yes.
It's in you all the time. When you wake up in the morning, it's that intelligence that wake you up. Sometimes you can say, hey, intelligence, I want you to wake me up at 8. It will
wake
you up.
Yes.
I mean, this intelligence is so powerful and so needed on this earth for each human being to use it. It's just imperative that you get in tune with it. It protects you from gunshots. It guides you where you're supposed to go. It tells you what food you need to eat. You think that is your doctor. You don't really need to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you you shouldn't go to the doctor,
right.
but your sacred doctor is within you. It knows what food you need. It's in your body. It knows what you need to drink. It knows everything. I shouldn't have to tell you anything what to do because you have that divine holy helper, like we call it,
yes.
the divine ghost holy, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Shekinah. I don't care what you call Jah Jesus Spirit.
Yes.
Like my brother says, you got to use that powerful name
nice.
Because we live in a wicked planet. And when you use Jah Jesus, then all the negatives have to stop and get the hell out of there.
That's
if you're having a negative day, you say, Jah Jesus, baby.
Yes.
You start chanting that name, Jah Jesus, baby. Watch and see how your frame of mind starts to turn. Watch and see how you start become illuminated with that energy and start flowing with the energy. You got to use that name. That name is powerful. It's the name of the Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, and it's the name of the Son of God.
That's right.
That's some kind of thing there,
yes.
my brother.
Yes.
Yeah, that Son of God. And two, you can praise the Son of God.
Yes.
We're
yes.
not saying you shouldn't.
That's right.
But like I said, get into the Ghost Holy because that's closer than hands and feet. That's
Amen.
That's
yes.
what you need for every single thing in life.
Yes.
It's not only for just going to church, my church brothers and sisters. It's
yes.
for living your life here on earth. Because without that, you wouldn't be transfigured. You can't become a God without it. You can't become illuminated and youngified without it. You can't get rid of sickness without it. It purges your body. When you feel that energy, that tingling, that's the Holy Ghost. Be still and know that I am
yes.
God,
that
right. I am in you
yes.
is God. It's the omnipresent energy.
That's right, baby. You think I should tell them about that story about Lord B?
Yeah, tell them about Lord B.
Okay.
Lord B needs to be slapped around a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. I tell you, my beautiful sweetheart, you know, I was excited praising Jah Jesus the other day in the Buddha Law. And, speaking of the Buddha Law, the temperature over here in Chiang Rai, Thailand, is a mild 93 degrees. And so, and also I want to say, let's pray for California's rain where our engineers, where our parent station of BBF, let's pray right now,
right.
my brother.
Okay.
In the name of
Jesus,
let rain come down in the entire state of California, from Sacramento to San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Fresno, Truckee, Redwood and Paradise, California, in the United States of America. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that rain shall fall. We command that drought to cease right now. Drought, you are now leaving. Drought, you are now leaving the West Coast. You are now exiting. You are out of here, baby. We are now speaking autumnal rainfall. Rain, come today. Dryness, go out and come back another day when we authorize it. In the name of
Jesus, baby.
Amen. So, you see, we can take authority over the elements. We have that power. Because Enoch, what was that? Elijah had it dry for 3.5 years. They must have got a good suntan in them days. There was no, the white became the blackest, and the black became blacker.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been something because, and then that, after that time, and he prayed to the great God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, and the rain came. You see? So, and then Joshua, the prophet in the Bible, he commanded the sun to stand still in Israel. So, we can do it. We have done it. It's being activated. You see, it's been a 3-year drought in the great state of California. That's in the western United States. For those who don't know, USI. And so we are hoping for heavy duty rains. Bring a hurricane bring a hurricane without the destructible winds, and bring the rain. And may the people get on their face and thank Jah Jesus and say, "Thank you, Jesus, baby. We thank you for the rain." Well, the other day, known as Saturday minus tax, which makes it Friday, I believe. We're in different time zones. Greetings from Thailand. Over here, I told you about Shangri-La, Thailand. You know, you're in one country, the time is here. You're in Missouri, the time is there. You're in L.A., California, Los Angeles, California, the time zone is there. You're in Washington, D.C. You know, just different time zones. You know what I mean? And so we adjust, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
By the powers of Christ. People say, jet lag? What the hell is jet lag? I'm not lagging the jet. I'm not carrying a jet on my shoulders. You know, people say, I get jet lag. Well, try flying in the air by the power of light. Maybe you won't get no jet lag. That's another story for another time. Anywho, glory to Jesus. I was praising Jesus the other day, and I was just excited about, you know, the Son of God gave his life. You know, he came to earth in human form, and he was equal to Jehovah God the Father, and he got all this power. And then the voice spoke and said, I am the Lord. So I said, let me listen. I am the Lord. And the Lord said, you will no longer need to praise the Holy Ghost. Just praise the man of glory. I says, okay, I'm listening. That didn't get me really good. And it says, you will no longer need to say light of Christ. And I says, wait a minute. You must be on spring break or summer break, Lord. You must have been overtime. You know, it's autumn starts on the 22nd, and we're celebrating on the 21st. And it's the 18th, so it was around Friday-ish, 2 days ago. And I says, I don't understand. He says, when you praise the man of glory, the Son of God, so I assume that to be Jesus Christ, when it said man of glory, he says, that's what you do. But you don't need to think about that ghost holy. I says, oh, but I like to. It's beneficial. And, it, you know, this Lord kept telling me, well, you need to kind of cease from that right now. And I got disturbed. And I didn't say, who in the hell are you? I felt like it. I said, Lord, who are you? And it was a quiet. And I was thinking, maybe he's on a break. I know he don't take no breaks, but that don't sound right. Don't praise the Holy Spirit when he gives the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, 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 who are you that's speaking to me? And this one came out unedited, so profoundly. He said, I am Lord Bitch. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. You let me know you ain't Jesus Christ. I was so happy. You see, that particular Lord was from the dark side. And that dark Lord wanted me to get ticked off because it brought me, you know, into a state of confusion. I went for a couple hours. And I was disturbed. I said, wait a minute, the inner Christ is inside of me, and the Son of God gets excited when you praise the Holy Ghost, the power of whom we love the most on every coast. And I say, we're not taking nothing away from Jesus, but you see, my saints, you will be tested on this earth. Isn't that right, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go through some change. If you love Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was tempted, led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted in the wilderness. So I should get excited when that Lord be... I'm not gonna say the word bitch the second time, but I'll already say I'm not gonna say it the third time. But that's what he announced himself as. Well, that word in the English dictionary means a female dog, or a dogish. So it's like, wait a minute, they're trying to play. And then later in the conversation, it was pretty graphic. I won't get into the graphic part that he spoke, but he said I get my orders from Lord Beelzebub. I said, get the hell out of here. You see, those who don't know, Lord Beelzebub is the Lord of the stink, or considered Lord of the flies, maggots. You see, that is not good. That's a nasty Lord. That's negation. That's not positive. So you got to be careful. You go to these churches, they say, you know, the Lord told me, ha, good God Almighty. I'm demonstrating now how they do. The Lord said, you must give me $55,000. And the Lord said, then you look at them, what Lord? Oh, no. They might not act like that. But you see, sweethearts, you have to be discreet. The Spirit of God has the spirit of discernment. You have to know who said it, why said it. That's what Moses did. He was bold when he said, Lord, whoever you may be, do you care about the cries of your people in Egypt? And they say, you see on this mountain, what more? I'm going to put it in the slang. What the hell is going on here? You got millions of people in slavery, and you taking a nap up here eating some Oreo cookies? Well, he didn't say that. I'm just, you know, trying to make it real and slang. And God spoke and said, that's the kind of man I want. God Almighty, Jesus Christ Almighty, he wants us to be bold in adoration, bold in research. Just think, my brother, if I would have went along with Lord B, I would be a sad case today. I would not be free. I would not be happy. Because I say, wait a minute, the Lord Jesus Christ is about to get the promise of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus Christ Almighty, the Son of the living God, is to baptize the Holy Ghost. It's recorded in the book of Acts, the second chapter, like you just done in verse 38. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see? And I said, wait a minute, we got that power from Jesus Christ. We are to magnify that power. To magnify means to exalt, to build up, to jubilate, to escalate, to get excited, to be enthused. Is it true, my brother, that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or the Christ force, the Christ energy has the power to translate our physical flesh on this earth plane?
Oh, yes. That's the main reason for us coming to earth in the physical body. It's basically for the Ghost Holy is to translate our body, turn it from physical to physical divine energy.
Oh.
Just like, I'll make an example, like you see, what is it, Star Trek?
Yes.
You know, you see how they
beam me up,
and you see how their body is atomized. Mm-hmm. Your body become atomized with the Christ energy. And so basically, instead of a machine doing that, you can think a thought, your body will atomize from one place to another.
Are you saying we can travel by the speed of light?
You can travel by the speed of light. See, basically, only transfigured beings are going to be able to live here on Earth.
Oh, okay.
Only the meek, those are the mighty and the strong, that's what it means, they are going to be the only ones on this Earth because that's an earthly gift.
Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Where is it found? Ask me.
Where is it found?
It's found in the 5th chapter of St. Matthew.
Yeah.
Blessed are the meek and the humble ones, for they shall inherit the earth with Jesus Christ
that's
in his
right.
glory.
So, by doing that, by translating your body into, by atomizing it, by praising Jesus, the Holy Ghost, by acknowledging it, by being aware of the energy, by being still and know that I am God, by being thankful, your body will be elevated and illuminated. And before you know it, you'll be in a different realm. You know, you still be living on the earth, but you'll be a transfigured being. You will become a God in the flesh. That means you will have your body, spirit, and mind intact. It was one body, not
Whoa.
Some kind of spirit that's floating around, you know, spirit. And that's why we come to earth.
Yes.
That is everyone's destiny.
That's
everyone
right.
that comes to the planet. You may have some kind of job as a mission. Mm-hmm. You know, our mission at Son of God University is to illuminate the world with the truth. That's our mission.
Yes.
But our destiny is transfiguration.
Yeah.
That's everybody's destiny. You know, I don't care who you are. That is your destiny. That's why you were brought to the earth. You think you were brought to the earth here to be born of a divine being, fleshy body that Jesus gave you, and to die? That don't make any kind of sense.
No.
You know, he said, I'm here for life, abundant life.
Yes.
You know, never talk about it. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Jesus was always life. The Son of God, always life.
I thought abundant life was having 14 Lamborghinis
Mm-mm.
and all these cars and 16
Mm-mm.
houses and 15 chicks on the side
no.
and 15 whores on the side
no.
and 72 virgins in heaven.
No.
You mean to tell me abundant life was overcoming in the flesh and the body can never die?
Yeah.
And I can stay young forever?
Yeah.
And look handsome?
Abundant life is being in contact with the light of Christ.
Yes, okay.
You know. That's abundant life, because when you have that kingdom of heaven, it's a secret, the kingdom of heaven, and everything else should be added onto you.
Right.
When you're into the kingdom of heaven, the Christ life, you'll have money. Money will come to you. That's nothing. People that's doing that, they have it wrong. They just getting all this money and stuff, but then, too, they're growing old, they're dying.
Oh.
You know,
yes.
And if that's the way they want to go, it's okay.
Yes.
But it seems like everybody wants to get an A. Getting the A is transfiguration.
Yes, that's right.
You know, but if you want to go the other way, it's free will, you know. And we're trying to say this is what we're destined to. This is what everyone on planet, I don't care what you've done, you haven't done something so bad that you can't become transfigured. I don't care what you've done. You can't be repent to the Son of God. He can give you the Holy Ghost, and boom, you're gone. You're on your way. It's like a 440, man. You're on your way, man. You start that engine up with the Holy Ghost, you're moving. You're grooving, man. And that's what it's about, you know. And I think especially the church world in the United States of America, they have forgotten about the Holy Ghost. That's why so many problems. That's why they're drying up. It's so many problems because they don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ that's in them and all around them. They're not talking about the omnipresent energy. They may say Jesus. That's nice.
Right.
That's nice. But are you talking about the Jesus? Are you into the Christ energy?
Yes.
Are you into the energy? See, people are into. That's why we got over a billion people listening. They're into that energy. You know, people want some energy. They drink energy drinks like Monster drink. I'm not saying you to drink it.
Right.
They try to drink all this stuff. They try to get a high off of all kinds of drugs. They're looking for that high. They're looking for that ultimate feeling. The ultimate feeling of the high is to become transfigured in the love and spirit of Jesus Christ. That's just plain simple. Everybody's looking for that. They're trying to get the feeling. The feeling, God is a feeling. The Holy Ghost is a feeling. You start feeling more once you get wrapped up in that. Everybody wants a feeling.
Yes.
A sexual feeling? They want a feeling. Whatever it is, you want that feeling, man. Everybody wants that feeling.
That's right.
Everybody wants energy.
Energy.
You know, everybody wants that. Everybody, you know, you want abundant life. Abundant life is more than collecting things on the earth that were rust.
Yes.
It's more than that. It's more than collecting all kind of cars, all kinds. You see all these people in there. That, you know, it's a lot of, I don't want all that. It's a lot of work to take care of all that stuff.
Yeah, 14 cars.
I mean, I don't want, why I need that for, you know? I mean, it's a lot of work to keep that stuff up, you know? The main thing is to keep your body pure and holy before it can become transfigured.
You got that right.
That's the bottom line, you know. We're just telling you straight what it is, you know. You see people doing all this, that's okay. They have a free will. Just like as many realms in the heaven. They're doing all kinds of stuff. You know, people in different realms, you know. Mm-hmm. You think people are up there with Jesus all the time? No. Jesus is in a different realm. He may come down a little bit, but he's in a different realm with the transfigured beings, people who have their bodies.
Right.
And I know a lot of people say, oh, we ain't going to be with Jesus. No, no, no. You know, he may come down sometime. He's with the transfigured beings. He's with the gods and the goddesses.
Yes.
That's it, baby.
You got that right, sweetheart. Baby. I tell you, we're so excited. I'm ready to go home now. I'm ready to do the canon now, but it ain't time yet, is it? We got a few more minutes. I tell you, baby, because I'm anxious to praise this Holy Ghost, this eternal Christ force, this free energy of energy, Jesus, this energy of light. You see, when you got the truth in you, and like I told you, I quoted many scriptures before, and now know ye not that Jesus Christ is in you?
Lest where is that found? So, tell them where that's found.
Know ye not that it's in the book of 2 Corinthians. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to think. Yeah, that know ye not that Jesus Christ, and also it's one neighbor to that, Romans the 13th chapter, verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provisions for the fleshly activities or negativity. It's like, you're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's light. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, baby, wake up. We are in the apostolic age, which is transfixed and transliterated into the age of sweetie, the sweetie age of fire and light. We are in the age of consummation of glory. We are in the age of, why do you think I'd be saying AD? AD means Adomino Domini. Adomino Domini. And fire. And like I said last month ago, you got a dollar bill and they got the beautiful pyramid that's representing the Holy Spirit, all seeing eye. And you say, well, you know, that's something with the dark side. That's the New World Order. Yes, the New World Order of Jesus Christ, you dumb Alina. Wake up! Wake up, oh ye Christians. Wake up, oh you Muslims. Wake up, oh you Hindus. Everybody. And for everybody on planet Earth, especially in the U.S. of I, if you have a dollar bill that you don't like it because it got the pyramid, you send it right to Sweetie, right here at Son of God University. What's that post office box? Help me out, brother.
30817.
Yeah, 30817, Seattle, Washington, zip code is
98103.
Yeah.
But while you're on that, let's tell them what that pyramid represents. You know, like you have the pyramid, and so the pyramid, like the people they say built that rejected that. So they rejected basically the Christ within them.
Yes.
That pyramid represents man, and that all-seeing eye is the Christ, is the God within them.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. You said it so perfectly, my loving brother. That pyramid is a spiritual illumination. It got here not by mortal hands, because on a certain movie, they say, how did the pyramids get here? Who made it? Who constructed it? It came by divine energy, the divine power, way back in Enoch's day. You see, and the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse 24, and the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 5, it says, by faith energy, I'm translating reading from the Gutenberg, by faith energy, Holy Ghost vibrant power, also known as Heiligen Geist, Holy Ghost vibrant power, translated the physical body of Enoch, that he did not die a physical death, and he was caught up into the heavens. And the reason he was caught up, because he pleased Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ before the Lord Jesus Christ appeared in human form. And that faith energy, I know the King James says, by faith Enoch was translated that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God took him. Well, that's true. And then you want to transliterate, what is faith? Faith is the eternal vibrant energy inside of our being. That is the urim and the thurim. And when you get the urim and the thurim, then you'll be okay. Now ask me what that is.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you. Explain what's the urim and the thurim.
And the urim and the thurim is found in the book of Exodus, also in the book of Mormon and some of the places. The urim and the thurim is light and truth. Light and truth is the spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty. That's the key right there. We got to get into the eternal energy that is within us. Know ye not that Christ is in you? Jesus Christ is in you. So that great glorious pyramid was constructed by divine energy. The all-seeing eye represents the light of Christ, the minute that the vibrant Holy Spirit of love, the whole eye spirit, is there, sweetheart. I tell you, get excited in this great energy. Yahweh, Jesus, Jehoshua, Yod Hey Bo Hey, all the way without delay, tastes better than Frito Lay. Hey, 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 Yod Hey Bo Hey. I tell you, baby, it's real. Jesus, 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 Jesus the Christ. This energy is real as a thrill, as a deal on Blueberry Hill.
You got that right, baby. You got that right. God, Jesus, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that energy is flowing. It's there for you. It's knocking at your door.
Yes.
It's always knocking you. It's always guiding you. It's always trying to talk to you. It loves human bodies.
Yes.
It can't wait to get in, but it's waiting for you. You have a choice.
That's right.
You have a choice. That's the thing about God, Jesus' kingdom, free will. You have a choice. It doesn't punch you in the head. You have to do it. No. If you want to do it, fine. If you don't want it, it's okay.
That's
you don't want the benefits, it's okay. God, Jesus Spirit in you, it's a lot of benefits. You get God, Jesus Spirit, you have all kind of angels around you, all kind of protection.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of stuff. I mean, like, you say, God, Jesus, man, oh, man, you got protection. You saying, God, Jesus, we told you of many miracles that happened when people use the powerful name of Jah Jesus.
That's right.
To stop bullets and stop a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it's just so magnificent. The power is there. You have the power. It's in you.
Yes.
All you have to do is activate it. Some people, they talk about it. Let's activate it, my brothers. It says be doers of the word.
That's
Don't
right.
be so much just talking about it. A lot of people, they talk. Are they activating it in their life?
Yes.
That's the key. Are you activating? Are you just a good talker? You know, anybody can talk about it, but are you activating in your life? Are you a healthy human being? Mind, you have a peace of mind?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's very important. Most people have so much troubled minds, you know. They just can't be still. Their mind's in torment, you know. What about your being? Is your being healthy? You know, I mean, to me, those are the treasures, those are the gifts, that's being rich.
Yes.
When you have a peace of mind, when you have a youngified body, when you have the Christ energy, and when you are a divine being walking in the power and light of God, Jesus Christ, you are rich, wealthy, and royal. Because why I say that, a person can have all this so-called money, and they're miserable.
But they got 14 houses.
It doesn't matter.
And 26 cars.
But two, do they have the Christ within them?
Oh, no.
Okay. And not to say you don't have it because you have 14 houses.
Right.
We're
right.
not saying
no,
that. But I'm saying you can have that. But most of the time, when you have the Ghost Holy, you don't have that many houses. You don't need that many houses.
You only have one body.
Yeah, one body. Good. And plus, most of the time, you're thinking about not so much what you do, what Jesus would do, and how you can help people. Just like we told him about the Halloween, you know.
Right.
About how
treat for the needy.
Treat for the needy.
Yes.
You're thinking about helping other people instead of gathering all this stuff for yourself. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what you need all that for? I mean, like, if you really go into your spirit, what do you need 14 houses, 20 cars, whatever? You don't
right.
really need that, you know. Basically, it's about blessing people on the planet Earth. Why are you here? You're here to be a blessing. You're not here to collect things. You know, you know, that's not the mission of Jesus Christ. Some
mm-hmm.
people think it is.
Yes.
You know, you can have this and that. There's nothing wrong with having it. But some people just collect all this stuff. And it's basically like Jesus said, it's junk. You're collecting all this stuff. What you going to do with all this stuff? It takes a lot of stuff to keep all this stuff up. It takes a lot of money. 14 cars,
mm-hmm.
all the insurance, all the keep up on stuff. I mean, that's like... that's money I could use for something else, you know. I mean, like, but you have to have the wisdom of Jesus' spirit to know that.
Yes, you got that right, baby. Jesus Christ, baby. I tell you, Jesus is the realistic name of almighty power. Like my brother said, we emphasize that the name of Jesus is the eternal energy of the Holy Spirit. It is the name of endless power. Just think, when you're calling on that great name, Jesus, that you are in tune with the living Christ inside of your temple. We are temples of Holy Spirit. We are the physical temple of the spiritual energy. Isn't that dynamic? That's why Doug got so much energy dealing with the garden and doing his thing, because he's aware of the power of nature around him and the power of light within him and many, many others throughout the planetary system. It is excited to be jubilated in our life's, you know, form, that we have these physical temples and that we have the abiding energy. Jesus said in the 15th chapter of St. John, I am the vine, you are the branches, and you abide in me, and I will abide in you. And if you put your thumb on your nose, I will help you. Now, that was added by my sense of humor, because the thumb representation, I won't get into the heavy duty, that was shown to me before I came to Earth about putting thumbs on noses. And you put that thumb like this, you curl it over like this, and put this index finger this way, and all the other three, and you go nosy, and you put that nose on your thumb, and then my brother's taking my nose off my thumb. So it's an energy, and it's a feeling. It's a divine feeling. You see, the thumb represents the power, because if you got four fingers and no thumb, it's hard to clap. Cut off your thumb and try it and see, but don't cut off your thumb. And you clap like I'm doing now, it's not a full force. But if I do one thumb and five fingers, a four finger, you heard that? I can do that really good, but if you take away the thumb, so when people do finger popping, they're not really doing finger popping, they're doing thumb popping. You see, I take my two fingers, it's like, it's hard to do, but the finger and the thumb mixed together, they pop, baby. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 gee, gee, ja, ja, hey, hey, gee, gee, ja, ja, hi. You see, the popping finger, it's really popping thumbs. The thumb is a major key on your finger, on your hand. You got four fingers and one thumb on each one. That's four thumbs way up, you see. But it's really powerful to have a thumb. And you should look at your thumb, and you should talk to the Christ light and say, oh, sweet Holy Spirit, baby. Oh, divine Christ light, Jai Susi, I thank you for my thumb. Look at that thumb. And that one thumb got over 65 trillion cells in it. Look at the power of the omnipresent energy, my brother. That one thumb has over 65 trillion cells, and they're all living, vibrating, moving, and carousing. Just think how many cells that the human body in totality has. It is so powerful. The human body, we were composed of atoms and molecules, which is rays of the Spirit of Almighty God. So if we get rays of light, if we are composed and made of Spirit of God, we are somebody. We are a magnificent race of people. The human beings, you need to wake up and study, and you need to become alive, become alert, and recognize you are valuable in the earth. You are here for a reason. Contact the inner Jesus Christ. Know ye not that Jesus Christ is is in you. Don't keep him stuck up in heaven on the throne with superglue sitting beside the Father. We got to think like Colton Burpo, the young lad that was taken up into the heavens. At a young age of 3.5 years of age, he saw God the Father, he saw Jesus Christ, and he saw the blue Holy Spirit energy. Now, guess where it was? In front of the throne of the two gods sitting there. Did Jehovah God right there? Drinking a brew? Now, I added that as a sense of humor part. And then Jesus sitting beside turning flipped. We added that part right there. But the kid saw that, and then he saw the blue Holy Spirit matter, energy. Just like the scientists, they're looking up in the heavens, and they see this blue. They call it dark matter. It's really Christ's energy. They're saying they're from, you know, that energy and form, because it's omnipresent. So that young lad, Colton Burpo, he saw that manifestation. That should reeducate all the churches in America and the world. And by the way, Colton Burpo is from United States of America, Nebraska, the state of Nebraska. I didn't think no human beings lived in Nebraska, but we now know that they got humans living in Nebraska. I never heard anything about Nebraska, but they have people living there. And that young lad, that young boy, which is now, I believe, is 14, 15, 13, or 16, you do the math, from the 3.5 years of old, back in 2004, I believe, he was 3.5. And the guy, the kid, saw this fascinating light. And when he came back to tell his dad, like, did you not know the Holy Spirit is blue? Like, what? I thought it was the third person of the Trinity. You thought, April Fool's. You see, you got man's doctrine, which is totally corrupt compared to the Christ. People make all these finicky doctrines like Morris the Cat. You know, they make all these things up. And it's not true. It's not real. It's not valuable. You see, this light, this great Christ light, this great almighty energy, it's real. And all the blue Christ rays. And so that young lad saw that blue light hovering in front of the Father, in front of the Son of God. That shows you that's the importance. Every human being must be possessed or obsessed with this Christ light energy. If they don't have no Christ light energy, they are a dead duck while they are on earth, and they are a zombie because they are lifeless. Now, I heard religious people say, well, you can be saved and born again, but you don't have to have the Holy Ghost. What have they been smoking, my brother? Have they been smoking parsley leaves? Multiple choice. A, have they been smoking marijuana? 2, have they been smoking, I don't know what, chopped up wood? 3, have they been smoking grass from the ground? Maybe all of the above. You see, because the name of the game, in the scriptures, it tells you the importance of the power that you have to have. And if you have the power of Jesus Christ within you, you have this energized Jesus Christ energy, you can live a righteous life. How can you live holy? It's through the Christ by energy. How did I let people spit on me, my brother? How come I didn't knock them out?
Because of the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy has the power to forgive, forget. I mean, this Ghost Holy is a power. And you people that's in hell now that's listening, get it. Right now, use that Jah Jesus name. You want to get out of that hellish realm?
Yes.
Use Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right.
You say Jah Jesus, you'll start zooming to purgatory. And then after that, you'll get out of purgatory and start going into rooms of light.
Yes.
So you people in hell, start using that name, that powerful name. Even the people in other realms of light, use that powerful name of Jah Jesus.
Yes.
You listen to what we're saying, then you are elevate. Everybody wants to grow and elevate. It's in our DNA. We always want to grow.
That's right.
We don't want to stay stagnant. Because they say if you stay stagnant, he'll spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to grow and get bigger. In anything, like in business in America, people want to grow. They want to have a bigger business. They want to have a bigger this. Everybody wants to grow and elevate.
Bigger
muscles. Everybody wants to get better in whatever they do. That's just in our DNA. So, people in other realms, not only are we talking to people on earth, remember, my brothers and sisters on earth, we're dealing with people in heavenly realms now that are listening to us.
Yes.
We're dealing in a planetary system that we call, and we're dealing with people that in hell. I'm speaking to these people now because we speak a lot to people on earth here.
Right.
You speak people that's in these different realms. Listen to what you say. You want to grow? You want to elevate? It's a reason why Jah Jesus is allowing you to listen to this program.
Yes.
And people in hell, come on, my brothers and sisters, use that name, Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Chant that name, and you are elevated. Same thing to my brothers and sisters in the heavenly realm. Use that name of power. Think of the Holy Ghost. Get your body back.
Yes.
Move and groove. You always want to elevate. That's what it's about. It's always growing, getting more saturated with the energy, learning more knowledge. It's a continuous thing. You don't go and stop. It's a continuous growth in this spiritual quest. It's always growing and elevating. Even the Father grows and elevates.
Jesus goes.
Everybody's elevating. So let everybody elevate. We're not just talking to the people on earth. We're talking to the people in the hellish realm. We're talking to the people in the light realm.
Yes.
And there's many thousands and thousands and millions probably of realms of heaven.
Yes.
It's not just one. It's all kind of grades.
Is there fried chicken heaven?
I think it may be some fried. I think I want to go. It may be a fried chicken.
With some coleslaw.
And some black beans. It may be something up there, you know? You never know. But the point is, Even that, my brothers and sisters, be aware of the Christ energy.
That's right. Amen.
Know who the Savior is, Jah Jesus. We know a lot of times when you left this planet, you got into man's doctrine. Now get into Jah Jesus' doctrine, baby.
Yes.
That's why Son of God University is here on the scene.
That's right, baby. I tell you, it's an exciting joy to just recognize and realize that the eternal almighty energy is saturating within us. We don't have to grow old. The older you get, the more younger you become, the more powerful you become. You know, society says, you don't look like an 80-year-old. You don't look like, what else supposed to look like an old hag? You see, the mentality of society is thinking the older you get up in the numbers, when you go past 55, they think you're supposed to get old, weak, and Down syndrome. But the book of Moses, it said he was 110, and his natural force did not obey. He could stick it in and still create kids if he needed to do so. You see, so his semen energy was illuminated, was life force. He wasn't an old, dried-up prune just shooting out water bottles. He had semen. He had life force, my sweetheart. Sometimes you don't want to hear this, but you need to hear it because the truth is the truth. You need to hear the righteousness acts and how you can attain youth. And people that masturbate and ejaculate, they become weak. That ain't right. They're just throwing it on the ground. The book of Proverbs speaks against that. That ain't right, folks. You got a weakness. What should you do? Call on Jah Jesus. You see, the name of power. You see, my brother say, this is not a closet Holy Ghost or Jesus. You don't just lock it up on, just go to Sunday school and that's it, or it's Sabbath school, and you be righteous for a day, and then you live like hell the rest of the day. You're supposed to take all seven days and live a holy day. You're supposed to be jubilant. That's why I'm excited to get out of here. I'm excited to end this program because I'm anxious to go and praise the Holy Ghost inside of me.
You got that right. God, Jesus Day.
We're excited. Like, it's all the joy of living in the light. Like my brother said, our destiny is not teaching on the radio. This is a mission that was ascribed by the divine mercy and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are under the administration of God Jesus Christ. For those who say, are they talking big-headed? No, we're just confident in what we're into. We're confident. You know, speaking of confidence, I, sweetie, speak in tongues more than anybody on planet Earth. Is that wrong to say, my brother?
No.
I speak the divine language. The truth is the truth. If you know who I was, you would say, I agree. You see, but it's like, I humbly say that to the glory of God, Jesus Christ Almighty. Just like the Apostle Paul said that years ago, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Well, here I am in the year 2014, and the language is powerful because sometimes when I speak the language of divinity, the people be tripping. They be frozen at the a San Francisco International Airport one time, me and my esposa was over there, and they looked, and they got frozen in time, just like in the Lilu movie, a different element. They looked and said, wow, wow. And then I said, you frozen. No, we're not. Yes, you were. You just got embarrassed. You see? So we are the globe, like Jesus Christ taught. See, we are to illuminate. We are to be globals. Our Father and Jesus is a global. And so we are to global. So, sweetheart, we thank you for listening to this program. We're out of here. The canon. Just keep on praising Jah Jesus. Keep on bringing forth the Holy Spirit. Get excited. Get jubilated. Be happy as we are. Happy birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas. And we'll hear and see you again on October 5, 2014, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a ball. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Jesus, baby. Hey, we're out of here. Peace be with you.
Yes.